Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Hi. Hi. I had sent back some ear pods and a watch, and I was supposed to call back because I guess I was supposed to let you know I sent them back.
Do you have a tracking number? Because usually that's what you have to call back with. Okay, give me one second. All right, and what's your zip code?
Mine is 79605.
I can barely hear you.
79605.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Stephen, Steven Davis, Davis.
All right, give me one second. And you said your name was, you said, what was your first and last name again?
Stephen, S-T-E-V as in Victor, E-N, Davis, D-A-V.
Oh, Davis.
I-S.
Now that's, let's
yes,
see.
Ma'am.
No, that's not you. All right, let's go back. What's your phone number?
It is 325-201-0118.
Okay, let's see. And what were you calling it? What were you returning?
I was returning earbuds and a smartwatch.
Okay, it's not pulling you up. Do you have some kind of like an order confirmation?
I sent that back in the package.
No, no, I'm saying like with your email, like usually when you first sign up, they'll send you like an email saying like, thank you for your order. And sometimes it has like a order number in it.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what else I can put in. The only other thing, like if it's not taking any of your regular personal information, the only other thing you can try is the card that you signed up with. Yeah, it's saying there are no results found for your information.
What about tracking numbers? Do you want to go that route?
No. No, we don't have,
you
know, we don't put
refund,
in tracking.
Ma'am. You know,
because I have to pull you up first so that I can put the tracking, but you're not pulling up for me. That's the problem. That's why I said, do you have a card that you signed up with? See if that'll pull you up.
This was something that came over my messaging, and it was an offer to buy these earphones and a watch for a price, and then I get charged $70 for each one later down the road. I did not see anything about that, and so that was the reason why I was returning all that.
Okay.
Because it didn't seem like, I don't know. So,
trust me, I understand.
Well, I don't want to say anything. I just want my refund back.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you have to get pulled up in order to do that. Even when you give the number, you still have to wait until they track it.
What number do I need to find?
You need to find your card number if you want me to try to pull this up for you.
Well, the only way I can do that is try to go to my messenger service, and then I run the risk of losing you.
You said you have to go to what is it now?
My messages. That's where all this came in at. And
you can check your message while you're on the phone. It's not going to disconnect.
Is there a straight number I can call you back in case?
No, you just have to call the regular number and you'll probably get a different representative. I mean, you can check your message while you're on the phone.
Well,
you can just put it on speakerphone.
Okay. I'm not sure I know how to do the search on this.
Okay. Nope. Jesus. Go back. All messages. Okay. Verification code.
Bank statement.
You're not there anymore, are you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Would it be on my bank statement?
What are you looking? What are you trying to look for?
Well, a number from this company, whatever the company's name is.
Okay, you need to be looking for an email, like thank you for when you originally placed your order. See if you have some type of order number. There's not going to be the name of any company.
Okay. Hang on just a second. I am. Wow. I was just told I just needed to call back. He wasn't told that I needed all this.
Usually that's what you do, but you're not pulling up, so that's why you're having an issue here.
Do we have any name to go by? I could do a search, or
I don't know, because like I said, we don't send out the emails. This is just automatically generated through a computer system. Whenever you sign up, they send it to you. So I'm not sure. Probably will be saying something like "Thank you for your order for what you said." Was it a Tune Watch or Tune Pods?
I don't know, dear. I just...
Oh, okay.
Let's see. This is back to... It's got to be in March. Service PayPal. No. Okay. Well... Okay. Do not reply either. that's not it. Wow. Okay. Trying to get there. I'm back in the middle of March here. Michael Richie's post office. The ending of the poem. Okay. I'm just going to have to, I guess, stop and try to do my own research on this end of it. Jesus. And it's like, then call back and wait another 20 minutes for somebody to answer the phone. Purchasing help. Oh, my God. Okay. No, that's not it. Bless your heart. Okay. So... The best as I can, I need to get some type of ordering number that says when this thing was done.
Yeah, like I said, usually, like I said, it's just like when you first sign up, sometimes they'll send you like an email saying like, thank you for placing your order. And it usually has like an order number in it. But if you can't find that, then all you need to do is try to provide your card. Do you not have the card that you signed up with? Because, I mean, we already have your information if you've signed up with our company, so.
Well, I can say this was ordered
on
my phone.
I didn't have a card. I didn't sign up for anything. It was like, oh, you're the second place winner of whatever. Where's the 2.0?
I don't know if this is it.
There's a number here.
Can we try it? My verification code? Would that be close?
No, it'll just be like an order number. But if you don't like, if you don't have it, that's fine. Let me try. Give me 1 second.
Yes, please.
Yeah, let me just try.
Okay.
Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, here we
something
go. Here we go. Here's an order number.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back here. Okay.
This is B as in boy, D as in dog, 9, D as in dog, C as in cat, 29620.
29620?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's see if this will help. And yeah, it looks like there you go. And verify your address for security purposes.
Well, the ship it to address was 1 McMurray University, 57, lab manager, Abilene, Texas, 79697.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have an account pulled up here. I do see here you had the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods, and I do see here it says that you need to call back with the tracking number. Give me 1 second. All right, and what's the tracking number?
Okay, 1, Z as in zebra, W as in wolf, 0, F as in fox, 399-0-3-0-386-2379.
And this is a number you got from the post office?
This is from UPS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, usually, I guess those are different. Usually doesn't have letters in it, but maybe it's different. All right, so basically what we'll do is I'll send this over to the department that tracks it for you. Once they track it and they see that it has been delivered to the warehouse, they'll just automatically go in and put that refund on the account for you. But you'll have to call back and check. I would say, what's today? I would say give it till Friday. Call back and see if they put the refund on there for you.
Okay. Now, let me just make sure, because I had sent it to 105 Sarah Way in Milpitas, California.
Yeah, that's the correct address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you think we have everything we need to?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, once you get the tracking number, we can track it. Like I said, that department will go in, they'll track it. They'll show that it has been returned, and then they'll go ahead and process the refund minus the $9.95 restocking fee.
True. Okay. Well, do I call this same number back Friday?
Yes. Keep this number. Yeah, call the same number back to check on it, yes.
Okay, may I bow and give you grace because you've been very helpful. And so thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well, we'll see. I'll call back Friday, and we'll see where we go from there, okay?
All right, I'll be looking forward to hearing back from you.
Okay. Thank you. May I?
All right. You're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.